The power of obligation and how to use it in business. The human condition is rife with neuroses and awkwardness, and it's often impossible for us to go about our routine without experiencing some kind of stress or anxiety. Even the most laid-back people in the world can feel themselves doubting their decisions and generally struggling to focus. And this is something that a savvy business can utilize to great effect. Feel indebted. One example of this is the fact that we so often feel obligated to other people. In other words, when someone does something for you, it's actually only natural for you to find that you don't feel happy until you've repaid the favor and cleared the debt. In fact, studies show that if you give people money, they'll almost always reciprocate by ultimately giving you more money back somewhere down the line. This is human nature, and there's just no point fighting it. How to use this in business? Any businessmen or women reading this should now start to immediately see how this phenomenon could have immense potential implications in business. If you can get someone to the point where they feel somewhat indebted to you, then that means you can ultimately get them to give you more money back. They will feel compelled to do big business with you. In fact, theoretically, if you were to post $1 to about 1,000 people, you'd probably find yourself getting $2,000 sent back, though it probably wouldn't work that way in practice. This is one of the great things about over-delivery and about going that little bit further to give that extra bit for your customers. It can be a very small matter for you to make a follow-up call and check your customers happy with their purchase. It'll likely take you all of 5 minutes. From their perspective, though, they will now be placed in your debt, and they might well feel uncomfortable if they don't do anything to repay that gesture. They went to the trouble of actually calling me and I didn't hire them again? I'm a monster. This is the principle, and surprisingly, this one actually does work in practice. For a perfect example of this being used in a real-world setting, cast your mind to markets in the Middle East. If you go into any of them to shop, you'll almost always find that they offer you a free gift or a cup of tea. This is a brilliant strategy because immediately you will be indebted, and that will make you far more likely to make a purchase.